It's Essential Pittsburgh. I'm Paul Guggenheimer. We've talked about making the best of the great outdoors during winter with travel contributor Elaine LaBalme. However, current temperatures make this a good time to indulge in more cerebral pursuits. One of the best ways to spend an afternoon, no matter the time of year, is a stroll through a museum. Here with some recommendations is Elaine LaBalme, a contributing editor for the e-zine Pop City. She also tweets about food and travel under the Twitter handle New Girl in Town. Elaine, great to see you.
Hey, happy Thursday.
Yes, we're warm inside Studio A. Okay, New Girl, you're combating the polar vortex by going indoors at some of your favorite museums. And as it turns out, there's a lot of great art close to home.
Well, yeah, simply put, this is the deal. And we realized this when we were on the baseball tour this past summer, that we made a point of going to a lot of museums that, you know, in Milwaukee and Kansas City that we'd always wanted to visit. We get back home and we say to ourselves, why don't we do this at home? There's so much here. You just need to know that there's so many places you can go to, day trip, road trip, quick overnight. You just got to take advantage of it. Now's a good time.
All right, so onto your Fab Five list. First up is an exhibit of the Michener Art Museum just north of Philadelphia, and that closes this weekend, but you say it's worth the trek.
Absolutely. It's an exhibition on Philadelphia native Grace Kelly. Tracks her from her earliest roots in Philly all the way to Monaco, letters, photographs, some great couture fashion, film clips, home movies. This one closes on Sunday, but if you can get there for a quick overnight, you know, this is a great time of year to book a hotel room too. Very good pricing. I would absolutely say go to Philly this weekend, get yourself a great meal in Chinatown, and enjoy the exhibit.
Yes, after she became queen, I think a lot of people forgot that she's from Philly. You know,
yes.
Jean Kelly's from Pittsburgh, Grace Kelly's from Philadelphia.
Absolutely.
The American Visionary Art Museum in Baltimore is pretty much a one-of-a-kind, at least in the United States. What about it?
Yes, well, again, visionary art, the work of self-taught artists, and this is the only one in the U.S. You see these museums more in Europe, but I remember the last time I was there, a couple things that really caught my eye. The Lusitania, this ship made out of 193,000 toothpicks. They have a bra ball, which I remember thinking, this is a hookup of 16,000 bras.
Is that a pun? Did you do that on purpose? Did you do that on purpose?
Just for you, Paul. But, I mean, they've got great stuff there. You know, I can get lost in that museum for an afternoon. Baltimore, you know, you get yourself a great crab lunch and whatnot. That's a great day trip. I never get tired of that museum.
The Cleveland Museum of Art has an exhibit right now of an artist that you really admire.
Yes, and this is so close to home. You're talking just a couple hours away from Pittsburgh. Hank Willis Thomas. I saw his work during the 30 Americans exhibit in Milwaukee last summer, an exhibit of 30 African-American artists still working today. And what he does, he often reflects on, you know, young black men in society and how, you fall into these sort of cultural stereotypes with this group that you should not. And he's got some very interesting photography and meditations on the theme. Not only is it at the Cleveland Museum of Art, but it's also through various film pieces at the Transformer Station, which is a place we caught last summer. It's a great little gallery in Ohio City in Cleveland. And then you go around the corner to Nano Brew. You have some great home brews and some lunch and whatnot. You just have an awesome day. It all comes back to food. That's what happens when I come in to see you at lunchtime, Paul.
It's amazing. No, you're so good at linking all this. And, I mean, you got to eat, right? So.
Absolutely.
The permanent collection at the Detroit Institute of Art has made headlines recently as it's enmeshed in the city's bankruptcy battle. You're a big fan of the collection.
Yes. And the latest I've heard is that hopefully, you know, some foundations and whatnot have stepped in. They should be able to keep the collection together. But just in case, get over there. Native American Gallery, Islamic Gallery, African Galleries are my favorites. And of course, the Diego Rivera murals, stories high, take up this huge center court. His meditation on the worker, you can't miss that. What's right across the street from the DIA? Good Girls Go to Paris. Arguably the best creperie in the U.S., right there across the street from the DIA. Can't miss it.
Diego Rivera. He was Frida Kahlo's.
Frida Kahlo's spouse,
husband,
muse.
Yeah, right.
Yes.
Yes. Although, yeah, they were inextricably linked. Very quickly, I'm interested in your opinion on, should art be held for hostage like it apparently was in Detroit?
You know, my opinion, absolutely not. That is the most amazing collection. Consider one of the top five art museums in the country. That has to stay together. Detroit can't afford to lose that. It's the crown gem. Can't do it.
All right. Finally, the Wexner Center for the Arts in Columbus, Ohio, small in size only.
Yeah, this is a great little place right at the edge of the Ohio State campus. They only do rotating exhibits. They tend to do a lot around film and whatnot. They've got something going on right now, the filmography of Pier Paolo Pasolini, Italian director, auteur.
Easy for you to say.
An openly gay man who was a Marxist and Catholic at the same time. I would love to go and see his films. They've also got an awesome exhibit on Brazilian art that opens with a free reception Friday, January 31st. Dancing, food. There you go, weekend in Columbus. And then you wake up the next morning and you've got to go to the North Star Cafe and have a shooting star. Carrots, ginger, lemon. It's the best smoothie ever.
Ooh, that sounds very healthy. And
it is.
Endorsed by Elaine LaBalme. She's our travel correspondent. As always, Elaine, a pleasure visiting with you. Stay warm.
Paul, I will.
And speaking of great art, tomorrow on Essential Pittsburgh, we'll talk about how some Pittsburghers are paying homage to Charlie Chaplin. That's tomorrow on the program. Until then, I'm Paul Guggenheimer. Thanks for listening.